The Energy Minister, Jeff Khadebe, has instructed the National Energy Regulator of South Africa that it can go ahead and award licenses to businesses that apply to generate their own power and also to be able to feed it into the grid. In principle, this sounds like a great move, so how is it going to work in practice? Well, to unpack the decision for us, I'm joined on the line by Happy Masondo. She's Director for Energy and Infrastructure at Worksmen's Attorneys. Thanks very much for joining us, Happy. Energy constraints have been a real bind on the economy, haven't they?
And indeed, yes, it does impact business quite negatively all the time that this happened.
So, Happy, when did the minister instruct NERSA that they can go ahead and give licenses to business to for them to be able to generate their own power?
The exact date, I think, was on the 2nd of May, the actual date of when the letter was issued.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 2nd of May, and it's really just a directive on the part of the minister saying, you know, we do not have to, well, at least NERSA does not have to wait for the integrated resource plan, the updated one, the new one, to be passed and promulgated.
Do we get any sense from NERSA about how this is going to work in practice? When are they going to be taking applications from business? How long will the application turnover time be and so on?
By the sounds of things, on the website of NERSA, already businesses can launch their application. The NERSA website already is enabled for the registration application forms and the actual application forms to be accessed by business. As to how long they would take with processing the applications, I think at the time that the announcement was made, NERSA sounded as if it would be a couple of months. But at least, I mean, it's better than not having a process at all, because in the past, at least before this directive from the minister, there was no process.
Yes.
NERSA didn't know what process to follow. It may have been that they didn't know what process to follow, or they hadn't put in place what process to follow because they were worried about there being a conflict in relation to issuing these licenses without there being a directive from the minister, and the minister not having said they are allowed to deviate, or at least the minister is allowed to deviate from the provisions of the integrated resource plan. So so I am assuming at this stage that we are talking about a couple of months before that happens.
Do we know anything about the minimums and maximums in terms of the level of power generation businesses can be involved in?
Yes, just above 1 megawatt to 10 megawatt. So the maximum is 10 megawatt, the minimum is 1 megawatt.
And then what about the integrated resource plan? I mean, it's still provisional. When is that expected to be concluded?
Well, it's unknown, and I expect that it would be pretty soon, but it's probably because the timelines are not as clear as they could be that the minister has gone ahead to say, I am empowering you, NERSA, to go ahead and process those applications and deviate from the integrated resource plan because of how long it takes to, I suppose, agree the terms. And when you've given stakeholders a document such as integrated resource plan, you realize that you do require their input. The Integrated Resource Plan 2010-2030 was a type of document that was setting out the map and as to how and when energy can come onto stream, you know, by what stage, and at what stage would we have different types of forms of energy, different from fossil fuels, because as you know, over 90% of our power comes from fossil fuels.
Yes.
So the Integrated Plan, the Integrated Resource Plan was intended to deal with the balancing act of progressively reducing our reliance on fossil fuels for our energy, and progressively increasing, amongst other things, alternative forms of energy such as solar and wind. So it's while it's an organic document that is supposed to be issued presumably as frequently as possible in order to update what capacity there is or isn't in the grid, it is a type of document that you cannot pass without having these consultative processes, proper consultative processes, not just a tick box exercise. So one has to assume that the delay is caused by, you know, the inability to reach agreement amongst the different stakeholders.
Yeah.
Which agreement I think is imperative. It's absolutely necessary.
Happy, what about households? Presumably they don't need permission from anyone to generate electricity from things like solar power, because that's quite small scale and wouldn't likely be significant enough to feed into the grid.
Well, households producing less than 100 kilowatts by way of solar panels, as you use an example, do not need to register with NERSA. However, if you get anywhere near 1 megawatt, you would require to register with NERSA. And the registration, quite apart from it being just an administrative act, you do want to know how much power is in the grid at any one point. So you cannot just let anybody and everybody do whatever they like.
Yes.
So at this stage, following the declaration and the letter that came from the minister in relation to above 1 megawatt, up to 10 megawatt, and the 1 megawatt process should be very easy to deal with because it's a mere registration as opposed to the above 1 megawatt to 10 megawatt being a licensing process.
Right.
If you get my meaning. Mm. So it should be fairly easy for NERSA to put in place a process of registering those people that are producing no more than 1 megawatt of electricity themselves.
Okay, Happy. So we'll just watch the space then and see, you know, how quickly this thing actually starts, happening and when businesses actually start getting licenses.
No, absolutely. I think it's imperative to move with deliberate speed because not only does this process enable businesses to be able to produce this power for themselves and run their industries the way that they would from this power, but it also helps Eskom because as we preempted this whole discussion about the lack of capacity.
Yes.
Whatever power is produced, it actually helps the situation about the lack of power, if you get my meaning.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's all good for everybody, business itself and actually the utility.
That was Happy Mosondo. She's Director for Energy and Infrastructure from Worksmen's Attorneys.